we quieten ourselves to this Sunday school in the name of Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's heartwarming to see your dear children and adults here in this Sunday school. And I assume and presume that there are people online listening and watching via YouTube, that there are lots of dear children and adults. You are warmly welcome to this Sunday school. We now cross our fingers and join for opening prayer. Holy and righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, you, Father, who are dear to us, we thank you for being able to gather here for this Sunday school. We, Father, dear Father, ask you to bless this Sunday school so that we all would have a good time and it would feel good to be here. And so that we would listen to your holy word, and that you would also, through this Sunday school, you would strengthen and enlighten our faith, and you would give us new view for hope. Bless our Sunday school in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to ask, first of all, you, who attended the Sunday school in summer services? You can lift your hand. I can see many hands raising. Do you remember what was the memorial motto of Sunday school? It is easy to remember if you remember the theme or the motto of summer services. It was, I have you in heaven. You are the only refugee on earth. At this Sunday school, we have a theme about how Jesus heals a paralytic. Who remembers a text from Bible when Jesus healed the paralytic? It's nice to see how many of you remember that text. I know that in your region in Sunday school, you have talked about this. And even at your homes, you have talked about it for sure. Now, at this Sunday school, Emma has promised to read the text for us. Before Emma reads the text, I will give a little instructions to the subject. Maybe it is easier to listen. And on the screens, which you can see via YouTube, you will see the same text. It would be easier to follow if you see the same text. And then I ask you, dear children, when I ask you these questions, you can answer it out loud, or to your mother, your father, or to your person sitting next to you. There are so many people here that I cannot ask that questions from each one of you. So I ask few questions here during this Sunday school. So the first question is to lead, introduce to the topic. Who has been at services, at home services? I can see so many hand raised. That means so many people have been at home services. Who has been at home services where the house is so crowded that even to the when I was a child, I attended home services where a house was crowded. It was a little house, a little cottage, where these home services were kept. It was so full of people that no more people were able to enter into that house. And now Emma starts reading the text. And now we attentively or carefully listen and then look at the screens, what we see there. Even there in your lodging area, you can follow the text from the screen via YouTube. Emma reads the text in Jesus' name, which is from the Gospel according to Mark, from chapter 2, the verses 1 through 11, to 12. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in there. And straight away, many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, and they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of the Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forward before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Amen. This is our topic and subject. Now I continue with the questions and see what we remember from this text. Where these home services were kept? They were at the house of Jesus. Just think about, ponder. We can read about the home services from the Bible that were kept in at the home of Jesus. Jesus lived at the time which was said in the text. It was a a city called Capernaum. That's where Jesus lived back then, at the time. Do you remember where Jesus was born? What was the city and town where Jesus was born? Many of you remember, it is said in the Christmas Gospel, it is said that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And do you know that it was predicted, the Bible already earlier prophesied or predicted in Bible that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. Do you remember where Jesus lived when during his childhood and youthness? Do you remember the town? I know that you remember. That town was called Nazareth. That's where Jesus was living during his childhood. When Jesus was crucified, do you remember where that happened? It was called Jerusalem on Kolkata. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, spent his childhood in Nazareth, and in her adulthood he lived in Capernaum and died in Jerusalem, where he was crucified. Do you remember? Do you remember who was present at the home services in Capernaum? It was said that there were scribes, and there was also this man sick of palsy, and then his four friends beside Jesus, at least these persons were there. What kind of person is a man sick of the palsy? Who knows what kind of person is when it's sick of the palsy? It would be nice to know. See that you know. That kind of person is something that somebody that is not able to walk. He needs help. He nowadays might have some equipment that helps him to move. At the time when the services were kept at the house of Jesus, there were not such equipments for help like we have nowadays. Then a little more difficult question. What these scribes are? Who they are. It is said that the scribes were like the word says, they are somebody, the persons who learned a lot about by reading books. They knew a lot about the Old Testament. Such people were at the services, home services. Now we sing the Song of Zion 172, and then we continue for a little moment. Song of Zion 172 from the Finnish book, and I will interpret the words. Jesus, be near me. I am just a little one. Give me joy of faith. Protect my way. Let your angel to protect me. Lay your hand, dear Jesus, on my loved ones. Like you take care of the little lambs in your flock, keep Jesus, me as well as your own. I cross my hands and I still want to pray. Is in this way, help that I never deny you, Jesus. When there were so many people at the services, the text says, it was said in the text that the friends of that man sick of the palsy were bringing him there, and they noticed that there were no way to get this person to Jesus. And also the friends thought it was absolutely necessary to get that person to Jesus. Isn't it just amazing and wonderful thing that these friends were lost? They did not leave this person to wait for Jesus to return. And they were just looking, okay, this roof is not just strong. We can they uncovered the roof. The people there must have been amazed when the bricks and stones started falling, and pretty soon there was a hole in the roof. And then with the clothes on four sides, they led this man sick of the palsy to Jesus. When he was laid at the feet of Jesus, do you remember from this text what Jesus did do? What did Jesus do when these services were interrupted in that way? The text says that Jesus looked at these friends that were carrying this man. Jesus saw their faith. We don't remember how well the text explained, but we know that Jesus looked at this paralyzed person. Maybe that person has always been like that. He looked at him and said the wonderful words, marvelous words, when he says, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." and then describes come out in the text when they start criticize Jesus, and they say, who can forgive sins but the God only, in heaven? Jesus heard and knew the thoughts of the scribes. And then he says to this paralyzed person the wonderful words, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And what happened? This paralyzed person arose, took up the bed, and went forward before them all to his house. The people at services were amazed. We can hear lots of noise here and voice here at services, but even at those services at the time, people started wondering that what on earth happened. And when this happened, they started to criticize Jesus. Jesus did this a miracle for them to be able to see that Jesus has this kind of a power given by God to heal people. Which one of these was the most important thing? The fact that the paralyzed person was received the sins forgiven, or that when he took up the bed and started to walk? Now I ask you, which one of these was the most important thing? I see that you are looking at that way, that first, of course, the first thing was the most important thing, that the paralyzed person received the sins forgiven. It would have not matter. It was paralyzed for rest of his life. But if the sins were given, when he dies, he can get to the heaven. It would have not been matter. The friends would have brought him to services for sure. In this text and in the Bible as well, there are many things to talk about, and we have a limited time here for this Sunday school. So you who are on your way to home, or who you are already at home, you can continue discussing this topic. And us here, and who start going home soon, if we don't have anything else to talk about in the car, then you can talk about this topic further in your cars when you're going home. And when Jesus forgave the sins, now I have the important questions. Let's see if you can answer to this question. I'm sure you are able to answer to this question. Who on this earth can forgive the sins to other person? Who can forgive the sins? Yes, I knew it. You know it. Believers can forgive sins. All believers, little children, your little brothers and sisters, yourself, your big sisters and brothers, your fathers and your mothers, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, all believers can preach the forgiveness of sins. Jesus itself, as the Bible says, Jesus has done and said he blew on the disciples and say, take the Holy Spirit, to whom you forgive the sins, they will be forgiven. And I still have a few more questions. When you should ask for forgiveness of sins? When you should say to other believer, can you forgive me? We can answer in that way that it always pays to forgive or to ask for forgiveness. And then you have like a bad feeling and something has happened that start bothering you. Especially then it pays to say and ask, can you forgive me? And then your mother or father or other believer says, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. How do you start feeling after that? What kind of experience you have when your sins are forgiven? Isn't it so that you start feeling happy and freedom and peaceful? We know that's the way how you start feeling. And now, as we have been able to be here at this Opisto services, now I ask, who have enjoyed being here? I see so many hands risen. It has been quite warm, but it doesn't matter. It has to be warm when it's summer, isn't it so? And here at services, always in the sermons, in all the sermons, it is said, if there are any people here who wants to believe sins forgiven, and then it is priests that you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. When we start driving back home from these services, isn't it so that we think that we have had good services here? Because it has been preached and said that we can believe our sins forgiven. We can go home with free mind. And also, at this Sunday school, the most important part of the Sunday school is here, that you, dear listener at the Sunday school, you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And all older and parents, don't we want to send greetings to those on the way going home or to those who already at home? We want to send a mutual greetings to everybody, that they also, children and adults, they can believe all their sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And also at this Sunday school, dear parents, fathers and mothers, I know that when we have these camp conditions where we are staying, you start feeling a little desperate and tired. You start thinking that should we go home, that I cannot stand to stay here anymore. But still you want to stay here and you want to joy and rejoice. And also now at this Sunday school, you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This is such a wonderful place, this kingdom of God on earth. Isn't it so? We never want to leave this kingdom of God. It has been so nice, good to be here. I also want to ask, can I believe my sins forgiven? In Jesus' name and precious blood, your sins forgiven. I desire to believe in this way together with you. And now I will give another remembrance sentence to you. I will not give you like stamps. But when you go to the first Sunday school at your region, ask there if they would give you two or three kind of a stamps, because you did not receive the ones at summer services or here. Now the sentence is to remember is that dear son, your sins be forgiven. My son, your sins are forgiven. If we only could remember this, and now we cross our fingers and prayer and join for the closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being able to attend this Sunday school. We ask for you to bless these topics that we handled, discussed at this Sunday school. Bless this Sunday school subject for the good for us and for salvation of our souls. We pray with the words according to the hymn writer, and we want to join to these words. The word of grace is there, the truth and love, and the advisor, counselor, is the wisdom of the Spirit. Protect our children with the hands of the shepherd. Keep the loved ones near to you. Amen.